It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're going to focus on people need people. And today we're going to talk about being created for connection. Our scripture comes from Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now, God never meant for us to walk through life alone. Before sin ever entered the world, before the fall, before the brokenness, God looked at a perfect man in a perfect garden and said, "It is not good for a man to be alone." That tells us something very powerful. Even in paradise, connection was necessary. Now, Adam had God. He had purpose. He had beauty surrounding him. But still, God recognized something was missing, and that was human companionship. This verse isn't just about marriage. It's a foundational truth about the human condition. We were created to need each other in some way. Somewhere along the line, many of us were taught that independence equals strength. We're told to be self-sufficient, to just tough it out, and not to burden others with our problems. But that mindset is not good. It's a lie, and it leads to loneliness and isolation and even spiritual dryness. God's design is interdependence, a web of relationships where we support, challenge, and love one another. Jesus himself lived this out. He didn't walk alone. He chose disciples to walk with him. He visited friends. He wept with others, and he taught in crowds, and he shared meals. Now, if the Son of God needed people to be around him, how much more do we need? Have you ever gone through something so difficult and just really felt tempted to keep it all to yourself because maybe you told yourself nobody would understand, or I don't want to seem weak? But healing often begins when we open up and we let others in. God has placed people in your life for a reason, not just for your benefit, but for theirs too. Your voice and presence and encouragement might be the lifeline that someone else needs right now. So today, call, text, or message someone you haven't connected with in a while, not to ask for anything, just to say, "I'm thinking about you." You're intentionally could be the reminder that they needed that they're not alone today. It's amazing how that works. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for creating us for connection. We confess that sometimes we try to do our life on our own, but help us to see the beauty in community and to reach out when we need help and to be a faithful friend to others. Teach us to value the people you've placed in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.